Welcome to World Cafe Words and Music from WXBN. I'm David Dye. Our guest today, Kaiser Chiefs, had a very successful start to their career with 2005's Employment and 2007's Yours Truly Angry Mob. It has been 3 years since their last disc, and since that time, original drummer Nick Hodgson left the band and was replaced by Vijay Mistry. Their new album is called Education, Education, Education War, which is a paraphrase of a quote from Tony Blair. We'll begin with this performance of the new song called Coming Home.
Stay.
Well, there you go. That is the wonderfully anthemic ballad that you may well have heard us play a few times called Coming Home, which is on the new Kaiser Chiefs album, Education, 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 and War. And we're getting a chance to hear the tunes done live today. Ricky Wilson, there is an element on this record that I kind of love it. I have to use the baseball kind of expression, the swinging for the fences. There's something very big about this record, which is not kind of unusual for the Kaiser Chiefs. But did you have a little extra motivation this time around?
Of course, yeah. When we started making this record, it was our ambitions were back. I think we had some of our hunger back for a while. I think it's the problem with getting comfortable or getting all your ambitions realized means that you kind of don't know what to do with yourself because there's nowhere else to go. And that's what happens to a lot of bands, I think. I think, you know, they get a bit of money, they buy a house, they have a, you know, things settle down, they become comfortable. And being comfortable isn't that great for creativity. And then we had a bit of a jolt because now we one of our members, founder members, left. And we got a new member, new drummer, VJ. He's got thumbs up at the moment.
Double thumbs up.
So we had to regroup, and it was the regrouping that made us swing for the fences. And we all kind of wanted to step up as well, individually, you know, show off a bit more, be a little bit less British about it.
Well, now that was one of the ballads, but you even go over the top on some of the real rockers on this one as well.
The thing about that as well is it's really hard to sing them because I didn't plan ahead, and they're all like, you know, they're all pretty hard. We're going to do another one in a minute called Bows and Arrows, which is almost impossible to sing.
Hmm.
But I'll give it my best shot. I will swing for those fences.
Now, when Nick Hodgson left, he credited himself, at least with writing many of the Kaiser Chiefs songs, but he was involved with a lot on all of them. How did the songwriting rearrange itself? Ricky, you've always handled the lyrics.
It was interesting, really, because we didn't really know, because I've been in a band with Nick for a long, long time, and I'd never written a song without him, and none of us had, really. So when we had to regroup, we just didn't know. So we had our first day of rehearsal, not knowing if there was going to be a day two, but then there was a day two, and it led to day three, and it was just like learning again. It was a whole year of finding our way through making a record together and being a band, learning to be a band again, and not being a democracy, but everyone doing what they're best at and trusting each other to do that. And it works really well. And weirdly, we sound more like we did right at the beginning than ever, because I think we're just, at the end of the day, we're kind of five guys in a room making a racket, and the sound that comes out is the sound that we make. I don't want to sound stupid by saying there's not too much thought that goes into it. It's just, but what happens is usually what we like.
And an interesting thing about this record, not that this is anything completely new for you guys anyway, is one could see it as a political record, but I've heard, Ricky, you say that it has a lot to do with just looking at what's around you. And if you live in England, there's a lot of these issues you can't avoid.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't like we set out to write a political record. I think we don't write love songs very well, so what's left is just what's around you. And it's weird because it's not like we set out to write about big issues or anything. We always write about what's personal to us and what, you know, makes us angry or gets our backs up. And it's weird because in doing that, you find that when you travel over the Atlantic and you play, you know, to people all around the world, if you write about yourself, you've got a better chance of having universal appeal than if you try and be universal, because people can relate to it more if you're honest, you know?
Well, there's a song on here called Bow and Arrow. You say you don't write love songs, but this is certainly a friend song, I think, between you and Simon.
It was all really, because it was just because Simon had written this lyric about bows and arrows, and I thought it was really touching about how it kind of related to us lot and the fact that we can't really do it on our own and we don't want to do it on our own. And, you know, you need each other like a bow needs an arrow, because, you know, separately they're useless, but together they can... I'm not saying we kill people, but we can write some songs, you know?
So can you do that one?
Oh, yeah, Bows and Arrows. So this is Bows and Arrows.
Bows and Arrows.
That is another one of the new ones from Kaiser Chiefs, new Education, 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 and War. The new album out here in the States on ATO, coming out April 1st.
Crikey. Oh, that's so hard to sing that.
You did okay. You did okay, I thought. Sound good.
Yeah, I did okay.
Hey, Ricky, can you explain the title? Because the quote it comes from is probably not so well known here in the States.
No, yeah, it's a really famous... Well, the thing is, let's start from what the album's about. It was about education and war, right?
Right.
Because it was a year of education for us, and... But not only were we, like we were talking about before, about learning to be a band before and all that stuff, we also felt like we were coming from a place of jeopardy, obviously, you know. And we were fighting our way out of a corner, and we really wanted to make this happen. We had hunger back. So those two words were... You know, all over the record, they were, you know, that kind of what I felt it was, the position we were in. And then, I don't know if, you know, it's very famous in the UK, a speech that Tony Blair once made, in, I think it was 97, at the Labour Party conference, where he outlined his three major policies as being education, education, education. He didn't say war, but that's what it was really all about. And it's the same with us, you know, although it was a lot of learning and a lot of, you know, us finding our feet and being a band again, the main focus was us having our hunger back, you know?
And having your hunger back to get these songs heard, get back to the place that you certainly were with employment, you know? I mean, that's one thing about indie bands. You're not allowed to have... you know, be swinging for the fences.
It's weird, isn't it? Because, you know, you spend a long, long time trying to get successful, and then as soon as it happens, you shy away from it like it's some kind of, like, you know,
diseased dog or something.
And but
I think on this record, you know, we really wanted to
we want to pet that dog now.
One of the other things that has happened that is like that quote, perhaps something not so well known here in the U.S., is that you've been a judge on the British version of The Voice. And we talk about things that indie rock guys don't do. You were definitely the first that comes from the indie rock side of things on that show as a judge, because the other people are Will.i.am, Tom Jones, Kylie Minogue, and you.
Nailed one out, right?
What? Yeah. What did you learn things from those guys? Did you learn things from doing that show?
I didn't think I would, to be honest. I thought I was going on there to, you know, I thought it might help with record sales, to be absolutely honest. And not because we, you know, want to sell more records, but we wanted this one to be heard because we're really proud of it. So we were like, you know, let's get this to as many people as possible. Let's have that drive we had at the beginning. So I went along thinking about that. And then the thing I learned most about the other three was I'd be sat there after like a 12-hour day of filming, and I'd be absolutely shattered and going, come on, guys, like, could we have a day off tomorrow? And Tom, Kylie and Will, they're just, it's made me realize that successful people work hard. And I kind of thought I'd take that through and it would be a new thing. I was going to work every day. I'm still a lazy indie band boy, you know. I don't think I learned too much about it. I kind of thought about learning about it, but then, you know, I like sitting down too much.
Did any of the contestants try to curry favor by singing a Kaiser Chiefs song?
No, none of them sang a Kaiser Chiefs song. I don't think any of them heard of us, to be honest. But the... I learned a lot from the contestants, to be honest, because it was when, you know, you'd talk to them and they were showing you how hungry they were, and you could see it in their eyes. It reminded me of that's what we had once, and now we've got it back. So it kind of reminded me, I learned a lot from them, you know, because I could see in them what we have, because it's, you know, I'm still there.
Totally. You know, here you are, you're singing all these hard ones. Far be it for me to make a request for another one, because I might pick the one that takes you over the top. But what would you like to finish up with?
What did we choose in the end?
I think we're going to do an old one, yeah.
An old one.
Excellent.
Classic.
A classic. Which
one?
We're
going to do I Predict a Riot.
I Predict a Riot.
Excellent.
Oh, quite scary. Now that he's sensible.
I predict a riot, a little from the past from Kaiser Chiefs today, and thanks to them for playing live for us. The new album is called Education, 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 and War. I'm David Dye. World Cafe Words and Music from WXBN is produced at WXBN in Philadelphia. If you'd like to hear more of our World Cafe sessions and get daily cafe alerts, you can sign up at our website at worldcafe.npr.org. As always, thanks for spending your time with the World Cafe.